AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The latest school shooting in the country happened today in Madison, Wisconsin, at Abundant Life Christian School.
We know that three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school.
It's a K-12 school. Among those killed, a teacher and a teen student. Police Chief Sean Barnes did not identify the shooter. He said the person likely died by suicide. Speaking to reporters at his estate in Florida, about a month away from Inauguration Day, President-elect Donald Trump was asked if he would pardon New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I think that he was treated pretty unfairly. Now, I haven't seen the gravity of it all.
Adams is facing bribery charges, charged with accepting luxury travel perks and illegal campaign contributions from a Turkish official and other foreign nationals looking to buy his influence.
I'd have to see it because I don't know the facts.
The president-elect was also asked about the reaction to the killing of the United Healthcare CEO and reaction to the shooter.
That was a terrible thing. It was cold-blooded, just a cold-blooded, horrible killing, and how people can like this guy is that's a sickness, actually.
Trump also called on the Biden administration to stop selling off unused portions of the southern border wall, threatening legal action. Congress last year required the Biden administration to dispose of the unused border wall pieces. TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis to block the federal law that would ban the popular platform in the U.S., unless its China-based parent company agreed to sell it. Former talk show host Carlos Watson was sentenced to nearly 10 years in prison in a federal financial conspiracy case that cast his once buzzy Aussie media as an extreme of fake it till you make it startup culture. This is AP News. As schools cut bus service for children, parents are turning to ride-hailing apps. Ismael El-Amin in Chicago was driving his daughter to school when he got an idea for a new way to carpool. It's called Piggyback Network.
Every zip code, every time frame, if there's a Saturday event, if there's a summer camp, we can have parents activate and be a resource to each other in any situation.
Parents can book a ride for their student online with another parent traveling the same direction near Detroit.
All right, we're ready.
Hop Skip Drive contracts directly with school districts to help students without reliable transportation. Tanya Harris-Gooden is a driver.
Most times it's afternoon, like 2:30, 3 o'clock dismissals, and you go to their local school, get them home.
Companies catering to kids claim they screen drivers more extensively, checking their fingerprints and requiring them to have childcare or parenting experience. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.